I know it's here somewhere.
Finally.
Oh, it's time for the doc. You're listening to Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon. Take it away, doctor.
Ladies and gentlemen, please take your seats. The show is about to begin.
Well, it's that time again, and the doctor is in.
Enjoy the show.
And indeed we do hope you'll enjoy the show this week, because we love for you to enjoy the show. It's just one of those things, you know how it is? We like for you to be entertained, and so we try to entertain you, and sometimes it works, and sometimes it doesn't. But we keep trying, because that's what we do here at Dr. Bill, the Computer Curmudgeon. We're all about the trying. And I hope that you don't take that to mean that I'm trying to be trying, if you know what I mean. If you don't, then don't worry about it. Okay, well, that's confusing, and we'd like to start the podcast off with a little confusion just to get you in the mood. There you go. First of all, let me say that I'm doing the podcast in the afternoon rather than in the morning, which is rather unusual, but that's just the way it is because it's been a very weird day so far. Anyway, I did do the video earlier, although I haven't done post-production on it yet. I haven't edited it all together, so hang in there. By the time you hear this podcast, it is very possible, although not entirely possible, that we will have finished the new video cast, which has some cool and geeky segments in it, including how to use some download software to download your YouTube programs, and a tutorial on how to set up and use CCleaner, among other interesting things, including a very brief little review that I did of the new Revision 3 program called TechZilla. Yes, TechZilla. Check that out. It'll be on the video cast, and you'll see what I'm talking about. Okay. First of all, I do need to mention that
this podcast is a proud member of the Tech Podcast Network.
TechPodcasts.com.
If it's tech, it's here.
Yes, it's tech. It's here, and it's Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon. Now, this podcast is podcast number 105 for September the 29th. We're almost out of September and almost into October of the year 2007. Amazing that we're that far through this year. Seems like we just got into 2007 and already here we are looking at the end of it. Looking at the end of 2007. That sounds a little odd. Anyway, let's talk about the fact that you can go to the blog of course being Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon, and as I always say, well, almost always say, you could go to the long URL,
thecomputercurmudgeon.com.
That, of course, being the very long way of getting to Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon, or you can use the short way, which is drbill, drbill.cc for computer curmudgeon. Either way, you'll get to the same website through the miracle of technology. I just love that. Anyway, also we are
Blueberry.
This podcast is a member of the Blueberry Network. Blueberry. No E's. That's Blueberry, BLUBRRY.com. Blueberry.com.
We're a member of the Blueberry Network, too. Oh, man, we're just branching out into so many venues. You know, last week I said that we were spread across the internet like jam on toast. And all week long, that metaphor has just been hanging in my mind. Yes. These things get in my brain and won't leave me alone. Never mind. Anyway, we also like to give little promos for other podcasts that are members of the Tech Podcast Network. And this week we're going to talk about John Chambers' one-minute tip.
Short on time? Check out the One-Minute Tip, a collection of short podcasted tips, interviews, quick starts, and videos covering the technologies we use every day. A great little podcast to wedge between the minutes of your busy day. Check out the One-Minute Tip at www.oneminutetip.com.
One-Minute Tip. And you know that if you can get a podcast in just a minute, you're very talented. Me, takes me 30 minutes. Yeah. Speaking of short, though, we have a short Game Master segment this week because the Game Master just could not come up with anything to talk about, which sometimes makes for an interesting Game Master segment, as I'm sure you'll find out as we go into, yes, the Game Master segment. All right, it's time for the Game Master segment, and this week we're at a bit of a disadvantage because we only have one microphone that we can share back and forth with each other, so there's going to be handing off of the mic back and forth, so just bear with us. So here we go. Where are you going this week?
I have absolutely no idea. I have nothing.
He has nothing to talk about, so it should be a very short Game Master segment. So what have you been doing this week?
Yep, goodbye. No. Mostly, I've been watching anime.
Anime. That would be stuff you downloaded off the web that is eating up our bandwidth and making it hard for people to use our websites. That's pretty much it, right?
Anime stands for Japan Animation.
Yes.
All right, let's see. Anime is best described as a Japanese cartoon. The idea behind it is it's anime. I don't know how to describe it. Whatever.
So it's basically people with spiky hair doing weird things.
Not always.
Of course it is. We keep handing the mic back and forth. It's very annoying. Otherwise, he'll talk or I'll talk and you won't be able to hear us because one of us will have the mic and the other one won't. But that's the way it works. So, what kind of anime are you watching?
Stuff. Usually with swords.
Stuff with swords. And what's the name of this anime, Stuff with Swords?
There's several. Bleach, Shaman King, Naruto, which is possibly the most famous, possibly behind Bleach. Can't think of anything else. Hang on.
Bleach would be what you use to clean your clothes. Naruto, of course, is on Cartoon Network. And you have a kitty.
Yes, I do. Here.
Don't say anything, kitty. No, she just wants to skip the mic.
Yeah, she's not going to say anything.
What about you?
What about me?
You going to say anything?
We've used a lot of dead space here. We might want to restart the podcast.
No, because you're the one with the dead space. I'm just filling airspace.
The kitty's the one with the dead space.
Well, that's because she didn't have anything to say. She basically was too good to talk to us.
But see, they couldn't hear us trying to get her to talk to us, so, you know...
They'll deal.
There was just no anything.
They'll deal. Anyway, so, you played Splinter Cell this week?
A little.
And you played Paper Mario?
No.
You did not play Paper Mario. What Mario did you play?
Sunshine, not sunshine. Sunshine would make no sense.
I didn't say sunshine. I said Paper Mario.
Right. I played Sunshine.
Okay. I'm confused, so that'll work. what else did you play this week?
Well, yes.
Okay, so he pretty much didn't do any gaming this week, so thus the blankness in the Game Master segment.
I've been playing basketball and practicing driving.
Oh my goodness, he's been doing normal things. I'm speechless.
He's troublesome.
And speechless. And when the doctor's speechless, what are you going to do?
You don't sound very speechless.
Well, I'm as speechless as I get. Okay, well, that was an exciting Game Master segment, I think. But it has the virtue of being short.
I'm planning on playing, I forgot the name, but it's a basketball video game soon.
Oh.
If you had delayed the podcast a little more, I would have had time to play that first, but, you know, meh.
Well, you gotta do the podcast when it's due, or otherwise people will go, where's the doctor's podcast? Life isn't worth living. I've got to have something to listen to.
There was life before your podcast.
I'm pretty sure there wasn't. Anyway,
you experience life before your podcast.
Well, that's why you have a podcast, is to talk about all the experiences of life.
You experienced life before podcasting existed.
Life, don't talk to me about life.
Don't pull back at me.
That's what he said before we started the podcast, so, or the segment for the podcast, to be more precise. I know he likes precision. Don't play with my headset. My headset that isn't currently working because we don't have a cable. Anyway, don't worry about it.